1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a very special event that's happening this Saturday. Joining us is one of the organizers of this fourth annual event. Brendan Wetham joins us in studio. Brendan, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
Doing great. We've got a very special get together happening this Saturday. Brendan, what's going on here?
Yeah, so this weekend we have our fourth annual Skate Jam for Sam, which is just a big competition for youth, adults, all right at your risk, and we're going to get some live music and food and big party. Party on Saturday.
Exactly. So tell us about Sam. This is Skate Jam for Sam, and tell us about Sam.
So Sam is a local skater. He's been here since the old park across from the Y there. He was diagnosed at a young age with brain cancer, and he fought a long, long battle. And unfortunately passed away a couple years ago at the age of 27. Oh. But he was a big, big staple piece in the Stratford skateboarding community, just hyping people up, getting youth involved, and just teaching all the kids, and just all around just being a great person to have around the community and everything. Well,
absolutely. My condolences on that. But my goodness, what a very special get together to have this on Saturday. So tell us about, now in terms of, let's talk about skateboarding. Are you a skateboarder?
I am. I've been skateboarding. Well, I think at my age, a lot of us did it from a very young age.
Sure.
But for real, I've been doing it since I was like 15. And coming from,
what is it about skateboarding?
I think it's just the determination that you get in, the satisfaction after, you know, smacking your head and all that a couple times.
Trial and error.
Or either just forgetting that you've went that many times, just really sticking it. It just kind of, it holds on, and it's just a thrill that not a lot of people get to experience.
Yeah.
So we get to try and share with everyone.
And it really is a sport. It's an amazing skill, you know?
No, and it teaches, like, I have a son who, he's been skateboarding for 5 years now, and from the day that he started to now, like, his determination and just resilience to a lot of challenges has changed, and it's really, it helps people grow as people, too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the day that's set for Saturday. It's at 12 noon at the Stratford Skate Park, or it's called the All Wheels Park, I think.
Yeah, they call it the All Wheels Park.
Yeah.
Call it a skate park, call it whatever you want. It's a second home to all of us. Yeah, so we do registration at 12, so get in there. It's $5 an entry. We kick it off with youth competition at 1, so that's 16 and under. We have a couple of the youth skaters come out and do their best runs and get some prizes. And after that, we're going to get some live music going while the other skaters are going. Something we're trialing out this year and see how it pans out with some local artists. And some raffles. We do food by donation, so we have a really skilled chef here, Dylan Fisher. He comes in, cooks up everything for us, and gets it all going.
Absolutely. Let's get it all going for a Saturday. It's Skate Jam for Sam, and this is the fourth annual one. Do you have a goal in mind in terms of where the fundraising goes?
I mean, every year we've tried to set a goal. This year we didn't really set a goal in specific, because it's just we want to, anything that we can donate, we will. Mm. We found it's $2,800 for every room in the hospice for a day. And last year, we were able to blow it out of the water, and we raised $3,274, something like that. So we paid for every room there. So, I mean, if we can do it again and keep pumping those numbers up, I would love to see $3,500. But
yeah, let's go for that. $3,500 is the goal.
Let's try and get that.
And well done on that. That is awesome. Perfect. Again, as we've talked about, this is in support of Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it's great to see I think a lot of people locally are seeing kind of the change for, like, skateboarders doing something that is so meaningful, especially, like, for Rotary Hospice.
Yeah.
It's cool to have a group of guys together that do amazing work and
absolutely
for the community.
It's about community coming together. So it's guys, it's gals. You check it out on Saturday. It starts at 12 noon at the Stratford Skate Park, or the All Wheels Park. Any other shout outs in terms of some of the organizers behind the scenes putting this together?
Just a shout out to, like, my wife, Alex Sparling, Darren McCulloch, Alex Hunt, the bands that are coming out, like the Rottweilers from Kitchener. They're going to be putting on a wicked show for everyone. So I just want to thank everyone that's coming out and making this happen.
Yeah, so it's going to be a nice party.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be wild.
And we're crossing our fingers and toes for good weather on Saturday. I think I'm going to be knocking on wood here.
Yeah, I think Sam's got that covered for us. I'm really hoping.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
And Sam will be very much a part of this event.
Oh, 100%.
His spirit will be certainly felt there. Skate Jam for Sam. It's the fourth annual one. Is there anything else we left off? You can register sort of day of, or that sort of thing?
Yeah, so it's just registration at 12. We're going to have t-shirts for sale and all that. So come get your merch and come
check
help
out
us.
Some amazing skateboards.
Yeah, it's crazy. The bar keeps raising every year.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Well, continued success with this. And thanks so much. And we wish you all the best with this on Saturday for sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
We'll share the details at mystrafford.com and on our socials. Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you.